Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
An owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tan Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs or entrepreneur wannabes. Hopefully we can say something to you that gets you on your path to becoming the entrepreneur that you like to be. I'm here with my special guest, old-time friend, Mr. Heisman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, good to see you and glad to have you.
Good to be with you, Mr. Jane, this evening.
All righty, you want to move the mic a little closer to you there over there and so we can see you a little bit.
Trying to get all this
and all
table.
That kind of stuff.
All the table picked up here.
All the wires.
All right, sir.
And my trusty engineer, Mr. Juan. Juan's the guy that makes everything work and all that sort of stuff. Juan, how you doing this evening?
Pretty good. Okay. Busy day, but we are doing good.
Well, hopefully we make you just a little busier for
the next 2 hours
or so.
It's going to a lot of fun.
Good to meet you, Mr. Juan.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Mr. Juan, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tan Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Of getting things setting up. I know some of you can't see, so we're just going to adjust the camera very quickly and then we'll go from there so you can see everybody and a little bit more. Okay. All righty. And so Mr. Dukes, how you been? Thank you very much. Help to set things up. Haven't seen you in a little while.
Well, we're good to be back. Hang out with you today.
I appreciate having old
friends.
With
you and Mr. Juan.
Yep, Mr. Juan is our new producer. Mr. Juan!
Hello!
I don't know if you've been an entrepreneur before, but have you thought about being one?
Well, it's a nice opportunity for anyone that want to be an entrepreneur.
All right, well... Oh, but either way, we'll try to share a few tips with you so that may help you not. But feel free to share yours as well if you like.
Oh yeah, when they would do that.
All right. So tonight's show is about questions that you may want to ask an entrepreneur. Because somebody that has already started, they got a company on the way, or they got a company started, and you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, you have an idea, you have some thoughts, and you may have several questions that you may want to ask. But anyway, I went out and I found a list of questions. I found some on the internet that gave me some direction, but some questions in terms of what can you ask an entrepreneur? And myself and Mr. Dukes, we're both entrepreneurs, I believe. We call ourselves entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we think so.
And these questions are designed for anybody, but how we answer the questions or how somebody would answer the question would be what they've gone through or what they've experienced and maybe not experienced yet because we're on our way. But anyway, so we have some questions that we're going to just go through and play a little game, in a sense, of just asking the question and then hearing the response that we think that we would give. Anyway, so that's what we're gonna do. But any of you out there, if you're listening to the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. And I'm not sure you can see these numbers over here, but the number that's on the left hand side is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. You're more than welcome to call the show and ask a question, and we will try to answer the question to the best of our ability, or we'll tell you we're not sure, but you may have something to add to the question, and I would welcome that as well, because you know what you've been through, and so you have answers that you could provide. And the thought is, if we've got three people answering the same question, then you get an idea to think of three different ways, plus add your own as you're on your way. And so that's the thought that I had, and that we would just go through. So nothing is canned. We're very authentic, because anybody could ask you a question at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a business, or you're wanting to start a business. And so I want you to think of yourself as either wanting to ask, or maybe you are an entrepreneur, you want to share some thoughts in order to help more out there, because that's what this show is all about, is entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And it doesn't matter what level of entrepreneur you are. You could be the one with $3 billion and the one who's thinking about starting, but you haven't written down the idea yet. I mean, that's a wide range, but I believe we all started there at some point, and we're just going away on our journey. Anyway, so that's what I wanted you to think about, but that's
all
what
right.
We're going to do. And but feel free again to call the show if you like. If not, we're live on Facebook and YouTube, and so you can go out there and watch us as well. Watch us do the show. Just go out and find the Opportunity Hour, and you'll be able to find us. And so that's what I want you to think about. But before we do that, I just want to ask, we have a new producer who's learning his way around and learning how to do things, and he's been very helpful, and his name is Juan. But Juan, if it's okay with you, I just want to pick on you for about a minute.
Okay.
not really pick on you.
No problem.
See, welcome to the show, but tell us a little bit about who you are and what your background is.
Well, I came to the United States like 40 years ago. I came from Colombia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We arrived in Miami like 40 mm-hmm. years ago, and I came very young. I was 15 when I get to the country. And then I started finishing my high school. And then at the same time, I was working in restaurants, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine gave me a certificate to do like a technical school, mm-hmm. college in the meantime. So I get some audio and TV productions techniques. Oh. So after that, like 3 months after that, I was working in a radio station. And since that, I've been on radio almost my whole life.
Oh, yeah?
Almost 35 years, more than 35 years.
Working
wow.
on radio.
Wow. Yeah.
So I decided like 5 years ago, move from Miami, because Miami was too crazy for me. I mean, you know, I was young there and I did have a lot of fun, but now it's time to get a little slow, so I decided to move to St. Pete, very nice city. I have okay. fun over there, very quiet. So,
mm-hmm.
and I find a Time Talk Radio, and here I am.
Oh, where, I say welcome, welcome, welcome,
welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Any tips that you have for us, let us know, and all that sort of stuff. And that's about all I can say right now. But thank you very much for that introduction.
Thank you.
But before we get started, we're going to take a short break so that we get all prepared. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors as we go, as people moving along. And so we'll be right back. They're taking care of a couple of things in the area. But we'll be right back as soon as we hear something from our sponsors.
All right.
Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yes, when the going gets tough.
Right here.
The tough get going.
Yes.
I believe
yes,
if you
does.
Are an entrepreneur thinking about being one, the road will get tough.
Oh, no.
You should expect it and enjoy it because that's how you're going to go through it.
That's right.
It's just that simple. Of course, when I went through it, it wasn't that simple. I'm still going through it. It's not that simple, but I can look back. But the going will get tough. And I'm at that point. But tonight, we have some questions that I pulled off the internet on questions that normal people or people might ask other entrepreneurs. I mean, so just in case you're thinking about it or you have some questions, again, you're more than welcome to call us and let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to have you think about that because you can indeed call. But we're going to start with question number one.
All right.
And I'm just going to either repeat the question or have Mr. Dukes ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to trade off and give you some answers based on our experience, if we can. And if we can't, then I'll just say I'm not at that point yet. Or something like that. Mr. Dukes is a veteran. But anyway.
Right. We'll do it. First question, Ms. Jane, is... what are some of your daily habits as an entrepreneur?
Are you asking me? Or you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Okay, some of my daily habits. My habit is to think about what I'd like to do for that day. And try to think as far ahead as I can in terms of what do I need to produce that's owed to somebody else. what do I need to do in terms of doing something for myself or my business? And that's one of the things that I do. That's a habit. It's watching the clock in terms of when can I get started, and hopefully I've put down enough to cover a day, and hopefully I've put down enough whereby I can know I didn't get it all done, which means I got to do something a little differently the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's one of my answers as to one of my daily habits. And I'll stop there until I hear what you've got to say, because I might.
Well, my daily habit for it as an entrepreneur, when I rise from my bed, my first thing is to give thanks to the good Lord for what He has done for me as an entrepreneur and where He brought me from, and which He has been with me all the way, and I just thank Him so much. After that, I lay out what I plan to do today. Now, in the midst of most of the plans don't all the way go the way they should, but I try to stay on task as much as I can with my daily operation, what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay.
That's mm-hmm. mainly what I do from the time I wake up in the morning.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. Now, it just says habits.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other habits that I have that I could expand on this question, but we have at least 10 questions. We're not going to get through all of them today, I don't think.
Well, we don't
have
to. But the
questions that anybody could walk up and ask at any point in time, and hopefully we can share something regarding what we know about it so far. But anyway, I would say number two. What is number two?
Number two?
Mm-hmm.
What do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur? I know you got a good answer for that one.
You think so? Well, why don't you go first?
Well, one of the purposes I have to ask myself is what I enjoy about being an entrepreneur is that I'm my own, as we talked about a word that was said earlier, I'm my own boss, so to speak. I'm the guy that makes all the decisions. I'm the guy that sees it all go through. And that's my daily routine. And this is a career path that I've taken to ensure that I come success in that by continuously doing that. Yes, it's a daily operation. The operation does change every day, and you must be able to change with it, because you're not chasing the job or the whatever you're doing. You're chasing the dream that you have. And that's what you want to keep in the back of your mind. The dream is still the dream.
Oh, okay. Okay, now what? The question is what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy being my own manager. And I enjoy that I can predict or control or try to control what it is I am trying to do and staying on course at all odds. Anyway, so I think as an entrepreneur, you have a picture in your mind in terms of where you want to go, and it's a matter of getting started and maintaining that until the picture changes or something changes to get you more on track. But I enjoy that because if I don't do it, it won't get done.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's the way I look at that. And so I'd like to have you just kind of, yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that one right now. We can always come back and expand mm-hmm. on it, but I want to get through.
He wants to get through some of them. We ain't going to try to get through
some
all of
them. Yeah. Okay, number three.
Number three?
Yeah.
What do you find most challenging about being an entrepreneur? What do you find most challenging about being an entrepreneur? Well, I personally find it all a great experience to be able to be an entrepreneur, and what's the most challenging part is trying to excel and further my success and what I'm already accomplished, and I try to live according to that. And as an entrepreneur, when you discover that challenge, you can always value yourself and try to always meet the challenge and overcome that challenge, because You may not do it today, but you never let it die. You want to continue, so they're striving for that. That's what I enjoy most.
Oh, that's what you enjoy most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just going to read the question again, just in case somebody didn't hear it. It says,
what do you most?
I'll let you do it.
What do you find mostly challenging about being an entrepreneur? What do you find the most challenging part about being an entrepreneur?
I find the most challenging part for me is asking for more information from others,
mm-hmm.
or knowing I got to go find it somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily knowing where to go, but I have to make some attempts to get started, mm-hmm. and hope that somewhere along the way somebody else or something shows up that gives me some of the answers that I'm seeking.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most challenging. It's staying on track and knowing that if I don't push it, it doesn't get pushed.
Correct.
And so that's what I think is most challenging, is realizing that I'm the one that's got to push it if I want it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or it starts with me.
Yes.
And I'll gain assistance and help along the way, but it starts with me in order to get that. And so that's the most challenging for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that's one of the answers I have.
One of the answers, yeah. Let's go to number 4 then.
Okay.
What has been your most significant failure? And what did you learn from them?
Well, I'm going to speak for me. That for me, you want to think that might fit my failures?
Yeah. What have been your most
significant?
Significant failure.
That's a tough one for me to answer, but I'm going to say my most significant failure is to realize I haven't failed. I'm doing something that I have never done before, and it's a challenge, and that I've got to go through it in order to learn it or earn it, but it's not failure because you can't reach your goals thinking you failed.
Well, it's
like taking one step at a time, and no step is guaranteed to be the one that you are trying to get to.
Okay, so two-part question. The second part is saying, what did you learn from this?
Oh, I learned that I am the driver
mm-hmm.
of my business. And so I learned that I've got to find the resources, whether it's personnel, subjects, publicity. I've got to find the areas or entities that I want to be a part of my business in order for the business to be a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, I think that might answer the question. I've learned that there's lots of people out there
mm-hmm.
that will help me or others. There are lots of people out there who will help once we know what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that they're going to know it is that we have to tell them what we're trying to do. And I think that's been, I'm going a little bit further, but I've learned from that because people will, I think for me, people will give you guidance based on their knowledge and experiences.
Sometimes, I agree with that. Sometimes they will. I would say in my failure, I learned from it, my failures. When I got mm-hmm. up, I know not to do that again. I know how to work around that now to try to make my goal be successful, that I reach my goal, I should say. And that's a thing that you have to keep in mind because when you're going through an entrepreneurship, you're going to face some unexperienced things, some things that you haven't faced before. But you got to mm-hmm. be encouraged and have courage enough that you're able to get up and move on and make that failure be worth the time of a failure so that you can profit from it. And it can happen. And it can learn you a very important lesson.
Okay, I just want to add to that, then we're going to take a short break. But I think it started my significant failures to realize it's not a failure. And so it's a failure possibly in other people's eyes, but in most cases, you are never a failure because you're the driver.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you quit, you didn't fail, you just decided to quit. But entrepreneurs, they don't quit, right?
Nope. Never quit.
Okay.
One thing about entrepreneurs, you never quit and you never give up.
But we're going to take a short break very quickly. So here's something from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll have another question for you and a possible surprise.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
No stopping. Don't let anything stop you. There's no stopping once you begin. Now, obviously, many people start and they stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of human nature and all that sort of stuff. But the bottom line is that since it's your project, it's your baby, the only way it's going to happen is by you continuing to go. You definitely will have some roadblocks. And the test is to see how well you go up the mountain, how well you go around the rock or under the rock. But I think that's part of becoming an entrepreneur. I could be wrong.
No, yeah.
But
on my say-so, yeah, it's part of becoming an entrepreneur. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to hit those. You're going to have those high places. And you're going to have those low places.
You know?
But you got to keep on. You got to keep on pushing.
But we're asking questions that people ask other entrepreneurs, and both myself and Mr. Dukes, I call myself an entrepreneur, and I'm going to say Mr. Dukes is an entrepreneur unless he wants to correct me. So these are typical questions that we pulled off. How we answer those, though, they only belong to us because we're the ones that are answering the question.
Correctly.
And so probably every entrepreneur will have a answer, but it will be different because it's
definitely
their
different
answer.
Mm-hmm.
You may say, I'd like to have you think about that.
Question number five. What
number
do you
five.
Wish you could have done differently on your way up the ladder?
Okay, what do you wish that you could have done differently?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to have you just think about that. Did you want to answer it or you want me to answer it?
I don't have a problem with answering.
Okay, go ahead.
I think about when I started, I learned, first thing I learned that I would do different, what I have done differently was that I introduced myself to the community where I was working at.
What you wish.
And I would have done it better than what I did do when I first started. And I know that's a long shot, but that's a great shot. Introducing yourself to the community. That's one of my wishes that I didn't do. But I learned it as I went along. And that's another encouragement to you. When you ask an entrepreneur what they would change about their journey on helping, that's one of the things I look at. I try to make myself well aware in the community that I'm located in, that I'm working in. That makes business great in the community and makes your business grow. That's my wish, that I wish I had done it early when I first started.
Okay, great. In my case, to repeat the question, what do you wish you could have done
differently?
Mm-hmm. I wish I could have had more money to start with. I wish I could have had a staff instead of trying to build a staff. I wish that I had the publicity. If I had got the publicity, the staff, and the financing that I'm looking back on, it's possible that if I had that possibly I would have done that differently.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean the result would have been that much different, yeah. but you never know. But I wish I could have done that differently, having more knowledge and using resources more.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are lots of resources out there.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so I stated that before, there's an awful lot of people out there that that will help you. So I wish that initially I've told more people what's coming. Because my thought was to surprise them, have a secret. And so now I'm saying, gee, I should have told them what's coming so that they have something to look forward to. And they would be asking me all the time or keeping up to see how far along am I. But I didn't have that knowledge back then in those days. So I wish I could have done that differently. Is doing things like that, and so that's about. Anyways, that's my answer for that one. Okay, what's the next one?
Next one is number six. What makes an entrepreneur successful? You answer that, Mr. Jane.
I believe because I'm on my journey. I'm not there, in my opinion. I've been told I'm there, but but I'm not there in my opinion. But I think what makes an entrepreneur successful is anything you get accomplished on your way to reaching your goal is successful because of the roadblocks, the naysayers. Just not having all the resources that you need at one time, which I don't think anybody has all the resources at one time. I think the successfulness is in sticking to your goal, your dream, your project, because without you, it won't get done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what makes entrepreneurs successful. They adjust things if they need to, but the bottom line is what makes them successful is they reach the goals they had envisioned. Anyway, so I think I'm done with that for the time being.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was looking at some of the answer here, which really, when I look at it and read them, I think some of them I did myself. Once you, like this one said, once they identify these abilities, you can use them to guide your personal and professional development, and which I think is right once you learn that and identify them. Because you'll realize what you need to do to help yourself to advance, like if you need to get some more training or you need to go and talk to somebody that's with some counseling or something that can help guide you along the way when you reach this point. Because that's a critical point once you identify your ability that mm-hmm. you can do. So sometime you may need to get some assistant there to help you. These qualities may include hard skill, grammar. You know, we talked about that earlier, about having hard mm-hmm. skill and soft skill through the formal training. That's what I just said. So you may need to go get some training and that and have some type of business management course once you reach that level.
It's all in the training.
It's all in the training.
I'm just going to say that. It's all in the training because you have the thought, you have the idea, and you may have the vision of how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is something's got to shift from where you are to what you're getting accomplished to reaching the goal, and that comes by learning how to do it or learning how to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where that comes in. At success is in the mind. It's in my mind anyway.
Right.
Because I might say I'm not successful yet because the goal is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not at the peak of the goal yet. Others may say, well, Gene, you're quite successful. And I may say, yeah, you might. That's fine to hear from you. But I'm not
where. Not where your heart is yet.
Right. I'm not there yet. But I know I'm on my way. I can look back and see how far I've come.
See where you come from at this day and time.
Yeah. So I want you to think about that because it makes a difference. We have some other there are comments written by others here that mm-hmm. that we're not necessarily reading because we're giving our experiences.
Well, you're right.
But there are some suggestions that are here as well that others have said, this is what you should say to the others.
Yeah. And another thing, this is what we did as we came along.
Yeah.
It's not that, this is not written. Every individual has a right their own.
Now you're talking.
There are some that made some comments, but regardless of those comments, you have to make your own rule. And to be successful, you have to continuously to practice, pray, and thank God for the opportunity that you have to do that.
Okay, so that's okay. Yeah, so success is what it means to you.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that earlier, but success is probably comes with a multitude of smaller successes.
That's right.
Which take up time.
A lot of time.
But that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the size of the project and things like that. And so the size of the idea.
And to make it really successful, you have to put in some long hours, some hard work. It don't come overnight. So you have to continuously press towards the mark while you're trying to reach that successful goal as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's important. It's important that you think about becoming an entrepreneur because it's a thought that you execute or you get started on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it won't happen tomorrow.
No, sir.
But get started on it because that's how it's going to get there.
Right. You work at it.
Yeah.
Daily. As we back up to it, what a question I ask you. What do you do daily
mm-hmm.
to make the goal, to reach your goal? And you got to have something that you say every morning when you get up.
Mm-hmm. I got Juan's looking at me right.
Got one?
Juan, are you an entrepreneur? Thought about being one?
Yeah. Well, I've been an entrepreneur. I used to have my own company after COVID. Uh-huh. When COVID come, mm-hmm. everything was lost. I know.
Well, let me just say this. Rather than just sitting there pressing the keys, be a part of the show if you like. Contribute anytime you like because you have something to say and something to share.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, feel free to add your comments. Anyways, I'd like to have you. I'd like to have you think about that, but I think we need to go to a break right quick, and then we'll come back and we're going to answer a few more questions for you. But we'll be right back.
Can I do this? No.
You listen to myself, Mr. Dukes, and myself, Gene Hodge, and we'll be right back after we're from our sponsor. Mr. Dukes has got something he wants to share with you as well.
I'm going to do this one. Hey, we're have a grand production here. We're going to be presented the hit gospel stage play live April the 20th at 6 p.m. We want you to come out and check it out. It's called Tell Them I Am Gonna Make It, being presented by the one producer, Dr. Sean Smith, who's a great writer and a great player production, and we want you to come out and see it on April the 20th at the Holiday Inn on Cypress and at the end of West Show. So please come out and check it out. Sponsored by the Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine. With guest appearance, one of the greatest gospel singers, Vicky Wining. So take that in the wrap and remember that at the Holiday Inn in Tampa Airport at West Show and Boulevard of Tampa. Come out and see Tell Them I'm Gonna Make It by Dr. Sean Smith. Thank you.
Okay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money,
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 money. Where they say, as an entrepreneur, I believe you're in the business to make some money.
Yes, sir.
Some of you want to make it right away.
Yes, sir.
And some of you need, you got to work on it long enough.
Get to
in
that
order
point.
To make some money.
That's right.
And I'm in the phase of working on it. Mr. Dukes.
He still is working on it.
I thought you had it already.
No, I don't have it already.
Okay. Well, in that case, you got two entrepreneurs. We're
no,
working
sir.
Our way to it.
We're still working to it. Still
but we're talking about it. Questions.
Yeah.
That you or anyone else may ask you as an entrepreneur. And what we're doing is we're reading the question. But we're given answers based on our personal experiences, so that we're not reading the book stuff. We're giving you our personal experiences because there's several ways. But any of you that might hear this that you wish to share something on the subject, you're more than welcome to give us a call. The number is 727-441-3000.
Mm-hmm.
That's 727-441-3000. It should be on your screen. But we'd like to hear from you as well, or you are welcome to participate. And so I just want you to know that. But to Mr. Dukes, where are we at now?
We're at number 7. Okay. And this is a great question. How do you plan for your business future as an entrepreneur?
You're asking me, or you want to go first?
You've been a while. Tell them how you have planned it.
Yeah, I've been a while. It's been a long time. I'm still working on my. But the question is, how do I plan?
Yes. How do you plan your business future?
How do you plan your business future?
Because you want your future to be good, right?
Yeah.
I am the outlook.
I am planning my business. The future of it is to plan to get the product services done, completed, packaged, and then surprise the audience or the network with multiple products and services that allow people to choose. Mm-hmm. Not sure if it's the best plan, but that's the plan for the future, is to hit the market with an abundance of knowledge, or I'm saying in my case, a bunch of products, books, ebooks,
mm-hmm.
stand-up courses, audio courses, those types of things, videos. That's my plan. Now, whether that's the best plan, I don't know. But that's the plan. Maybe I should start to put it out there in chunks.
Yeah, well, everybody has a different way of how they plan.
Yeah, that's the thought. That's the thought. I'm also going to say, though, that in my mind, that's in the areas of marketing and promotions and things like that. And so I am looking for the expertise of individuals who already know how to do those things,
mm-hmm.
that need something to go do. And we're looking to build our team based on individuals doing what they enjoy doing, and they need something to keep up their enjoyment as well. And so that's my thought.
Where are you looking? You're looking for some people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, my plan, my business, I looked at growing my business, remaining, try to be competitive with others that's in the same profession I am, and also representing my business as much as I can and running my business as smoothly and humble as I can, and develop plans to meet the future market that's coming up in this day and age with the AI coming. I need to make my business fall into that same category that I can get well represented. Looking at ways that I can place my business on the market that it be noticed, and that I can continue to draw in the clientele that I want.
Okay. Is that how you're going to do it?
That's how I did it.
That's how you did it.
That's
okay. Okay. Well, okay. That's how you did it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm still doing it. I'm still writing my future the same, my plan and my business the same way, because I'm in another business and I want to see it grow.
Oh, great, 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 great. Okay, we got time for one more, I believe.
One more?
Yeah, one more.
All right. Hey, what do you look for when building a team? And you're the man that said that over and over and over. You're building that team. Now, what are you looking for in building this team?
I'll go first because I want people to hear
me
first.
Knock it out. Lay it out.
To build a team. A team is what makes everything work. One individual, I believe, cannot do it. If it's your company, one individual will shine.
Mm-hmm.
But behind the one, there's a whole team. Everything you see mostly on TV, the movies, there's a whole team behind the scenes that makes that one character stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And corporations and businesses run exactly the same way. And so what do I look for as far as building my team? I'm looking for individuals,
mm-hmm.
that have expertise in certain areas, that enjoy doing it, but they would like to have more work. But they would like to be a part of a team. And I mentioned areas like marketing and promotion, packaging. Those areas, I'm looking for individuals that like doing that, that need something to package, something to promote, something to market. I'm looking to build my team that way. And the last thing is possibly a scheduler that I'm looking for. Someone who's familiar with setting up conferences, programs in hotels, learning places around the country, around the planet. Someone who likes doing that and that enjoys setting up those types of packages.
Very good, very good. And you know, on that same note, operating a business is a great thing. but not one person can make the business be successful. And you must have a team. Well, there'd be two people, three people, or four people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that takes cost something. Like, as Mr. Gene said, you can't do it all. So you need someone to help set it up, the operation, and keep it going, and that you could have a greater turnout and a greater success in your business.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can find a decent team, I know in my first profession, I had four employees, and we was a team, myself and three others. And when they on the same music as you are, there's nothing better than working the team. I never had a big team. I never had a 10-man, a team, something like that. But the small team I had, we were like a close family. If one is out, we only find out why he was sick. And I have to say this, out of my 18 years, I only had one employee that stayed away from my shop for more than 2 days.
Well, that's great.
And I know how great it was, how great it is. When one is sick, everybody worry about that one. So when you got six or seven, eight employees, you got a whole bunch of them to worry about. You got two or three of them don't want to come to work, so you got to find out why, and that's stressful. But as an entrepreneur, you have to deal with it. One thing you must remember, the bigger you go, the higher you're going to get.
Okay. Now, we got a couple of seconds left, but we had an entrepreneur on the show that was putting on a play. Mr. Dukes was mentioning that before.
Yes.
I'll give you an opportunity to go... But to mention it again, because that's what we do, is entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
Well, we put on a grand production. We were presenting the greatest hit play on stage live on April the 20th, at 6 p.m. It's being formed here in Tampa Bay, at the Tampa Airport West Shore Boulevard. And the show is featuring the stage play, Tell Them I Am Going to Make It. It's being sponsored by the Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine. And for more information, you can please call these numbers, 813-812-9677 or 803-761 or 8995. And if you can't remember them, I'm gonna call Mr. Gene Hodge. Also, I'd like to say these are local cast members that's playing this stage show. So it's something you don't want to miss. And we are featuring our headliner, Miss Vicky Winant. So come on out and see a good gospel stage play on April the 20th at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, Tampa Airport Inn, West Shore Boulevard. And bring your family. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And one thing that wasn't mentioned, Mr. Dukes is a part of the production. But now I hear the music, which means our time is up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's time for us to go, but stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up. But I'm going to just say thanks a lot, Juan. Thanks a lot, Mr. Dukes, for your participation.
Pleasure.
And you entrepreneurs continue to go out and do what it is that you set out to do, because we are here to help entrepreneurs. And go do it your way, because it's your idea.